This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is
America's Third Watch. You're listening to Kyle Warren. All right, well, American Samoa has rejected Joe Biden yet again, right? Didn't Michael Bloomberg win American Samoa before? I'm telling you, maybe American Samoa, you know, just really got it going on. I really think so at this point. All right, folks, and I don't know if we're being heard in American Samoa right now. We might be over GCNlive.com, but I'll tell you what, we'd like to hear from you. If you are in American Samoa this morning, give us a call or give us a direct message. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. We'd like to know more about what's happened in American Samoa for the Democrat primary there, and also Jason Palmer, who is the person who has now bested Joe Biden in American Samoa. All right, folks, welcome to the program. It is the Wednesday edition. It is the Super Tuesday aftermath, of course, of what's been going on in Super Tuesday. Big wins, obviously, for Donald Trump. Not a clean sweep. That's because Vermont voted to give Nikki Haley the victory there on Super Tuesday. But Donald Trump won everything else, of course, won it pretty handily, mostly in the, just the overwhelming zone. A couple where it was a little bit less, but still, I think, a definition of overwhelming. We'll go through some of those here in a little bit. We were going through some of those in hour number one. But right now, the delegate count, from what we understand, Donald Trump has picked up some 820 delegates. Nikki Haley so far has 69. Delegates. This includes Vermont, I believe. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. We think that Nikki Haley is not going to continue at this point. She's not going to go run independent or run with the no labels. So we'll have to wait and get some kind of other statement from Nikki Haley. She didn't have any big event or anything planned for Tuesday evening, for Super Tuesday. And I don't think Biden did either. To be honest. So again, the big story, of course, Trump continuing his march towards the GOP nomination, but also, and we're gonna find out who Jason Palmer is here in just a moment, because everybody's saying, and we understand why they say it like this. It's like Joe Biden just got beat by a really relative nobody at this point, but obviously in American Samoa, it's they want him over Joe Biden. But, of course, in California right now, that's really a big story because you've got Steve Garvey, the former Dodger legend for baseball, who has now advanced with, well, Adam Schiff, Representative Adam Schiff, to go to the Senate race in November. This is really amazing. This is really great because Californians will actually get to see a Senate campaign of a Republican versus a Democrat. They're going to have a Senate campaign where there's going to be a clear choice. And back during, I think it was back during Governor Schwarzenegger, the top two vote getter thing was approved basically. So what you have is you have a primary. But you don't just have how many, which Republican gets the most votes for their party and which Democrat gets the most votes for their party, and then those two face off in the general election. Well, in California, it's two Democrats could get the top two votes, top two voting totals, and then they would face off in November for the Senate seat. So this is really incredible. So we definitely want to keep track of what's happening then with Steve Garvey. We've got an audio quote from him. We'll hear a little bit later on as we move through this hour number two of the show. And it's just really been a very, very interesting day. But at any rate, who is Jason Palmer? Well, this from the AP. President Joe Biden was sweeping every Democrat contest on Super Tuesday except for American Samoa. He fell short there to a previously unknown candidate named Jason Palmer. Out of 91 ballots cast in the territory's caucus, Palmer won 51 and Biden won 40, according to the local party. I found out that I had won because my phone started blowing up with friends and campaign staffers texting me, Palmer said in an interview late Tuesday. Palmer, 52, said he never visited the territory before the caucus. This is interesting, folks. I have been campaigning remotely, doing Zoom town halls, talking to people, listening to them about their concern and what matters to them, he said. The outcome will hardly derail Biden's march toward his party's nomination. Only 6 delegates were at stake in the U.S. territory, a tiny collection of islands in the South Pacific with fewer than 50,000 residents. Palmer and Biden each earned 3 delegates from the race. On the day before the caucus, Palmer posted on X that Washington, D.C. is long overdue for a president who will be an advocate for American Samoa. I love it. His account includes pictures of young people holding homemade campaign signs. How much money did Michael Bloomberg spend in American Samoa? I'm curious. I think it was a lot. You know, this guy, he did a Zoom call. He did Zoom calls and has handmade signs. I don't know. Maybe it's the kind of a return to, you know, good old-fashioned, you know, campaign mode. Good old-fashioned campaign mode, you know, where you'd drive in and with the car and it had like a speaker on it or something. I don't mean like the Blues Brothers, not exactly, not that extreme, you know. Tonight only, the Blues Brothers, show band and review. I got to tell you, I mean, that is a classic movie. If you've never seen the Blues Brothers, I think it's available for streaming, so definitely check it out. And you'll love the music, by the way. That was one of, especially back then, that just made me in awe of what music could do. And they brought back so many of those classic things and Aretha Franklin and so forth. It was just amazing. But at any rate, yeah, maybe the old-fashioned campaign mode is not really that bad an idea at this point. Maybe that reaches people. At least it reached 51 people in American Samoa, but that's great. All right, folks, stay right there. We got a lot more to tell you about. We'll go over some more of these results. We'll talk about Nikki Haley. We'll talk about all kinds of stuff when we come back. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. If you'd like to opine on the Super Tuesday results, stay right there. We are coming right back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I gotta tell you, you know, when, you know, even though there was sort of a foregone conclusion as to what would ultimately happen on Super Tuesday, I still think that there's still an electricity that's happening as a result of that. And only because once it's here, once it's actually happening, we see these results. We see to a great degree how overwhelming it really is that again, it just sort of gets things going. It gets things moving. And it generates an excitement about what's the next step now going to be in this race. It's clear that it's going to be Biden versus Trump, Trump versus Biden. You know, and if they could put this on pay-per-view, I don't know, maybe we could do something to put a dent in the national debt or something like that. But I don't know. Some people think it's they're apathetic about it. But ultimately, though, what's happening with our country and what the how we're going to chart the course moving forward, that is going to be front and center. And as we move through these next few short months, it's going to go by fast. People are really going to start taking a look at what they are going through right now. All right, real quick, I want you to hear what Steve Garvey said following this, really what is an amazing win here for him to advance to the general election. Very difficult to do in California, that is for darn sure. And, of course, Gavin Newsom already is congratulating Adam Schiff on his wonderful win. But let's listen in. Let's see what Steve Garvey has to say to his supporters.
Thank you, Sheriff Bianco, for keeping us safe and for all that we – what a wonderful introduction. Welcome to the California comeback. What you are all feeling tonight is what it's like to hit a walk-off home run. Kind of like San Diego in 84. Because the networks have called it. We're going on to the general election to face off against Adam Schiff. Keep in mind, this is the first game of a doubleheader. So keep the evening of November 5th open, as we will celebrate again. I congratulate Congressman Schiff for joining me in the general election and recognize Congresswomen Porter and Lee for being in the arena and fighting for their beliefs. Before speaking about what lies ahead, I want to say thank you to some special people.
All right, so you got Steve Garvey right there. And obviously it is a great night for him, for Steve Garvey's supporters, for California Republican Party. And obviously going into this general election is not going to be easy. Not going to be easy. And I'll bet you anything, Adam Schiff would have much rather run against Katie Porter or Barbara Lee, you know, rather than actually getting, having to face off against someone from a different party in this case. And by the way, Steve Garvey, you know, showing some real, just real manners there and some real, just real class, I think. And so I'm hoping California voters really do respond to him. So we'll be talking more about Steve Garvey as we move through this election season as well. But right now we got the telephone lines lighting up. We got Backgammon Bob, who's with us again this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir. About Steve Garvey, he's actually from my hometown here in Tampa, Florida.
Wow.
He played high school in Chamberlain High School here in Tampa. I went to Hillsborough High School, and he was a very good athlete for Chamberlain High School. Just so I'd let you know that.
Very cool. Yeah, well, I remember him when we first came to California. He was a big star back then, and he was, at that time, I recall, married to Cindy Garvey, and they were a big, you know, big sports power couple back then.
Yeah. Is he going for senator or congressman?
He's running for Senate. That's right. And so is Adam Schiff.
That would be a good...
Yeah.
Well, he just emphasizes all the criminality and stuff like that in Schiff's background and stuff. I don't think he should have any problem winning, because I think it's starting to swing out there, especially if they get a real choice rather than another Democrat. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we hope so. I also think Adam Schiff on the state level, you know, really, you know, he's a Democrat and California's overwhelmingly Democrat. So, you know, you expect that he has such a head start here. But Adam Schiff, I don't think is going to play so well at the state level if it was just about him. And having somebody like Steve Garvey up against him, I think, is going to give Californians a real choice.
Yeah, and Garvey's got a lot of name recognition. It's not like he's just some unknown guy, you know. He's very popular out here, from what I understand.
Well, sure, yeah. It's being a baseball hero and all this other kind of stuff. But we're going to get into the meat of it, though, as we go through the election. And I think it's going to boil down again to Californians, just like at the national level. We got clear choices. You know, do you want to keep spiraling, or do you want to actually, you know, do something new?
Well, you mentioned a minute ago about how it's going to be Biden against Trump. I still maintain, I just don't see how Biden can make it through. I just got to believe that put yourself in the Democratic Party, and you look at this guy in the shape he's in and what he's been doing, and the poll numbers are against him. If I'm at the Democratic Convention, if I'm the people at the Democratic Convention, I'm going to say, we got to get rid of this guy and get somebody else. I don't care who it is, but we got to get somebody else. If he's down 30-40% of the polls and all this kind of stuff like this, all everything that's against him, I just don't see how they can go with him myself.
Well,
not to mention the fact, will he really make it? I mean, a lot of things could happen in another 8 months to this guy.
Well, you know, I hear what you're saying, and that's why I think you'll hear a lot of people, myself included, saying, unless there's some other event, you know, something else happens. But it seems like they're trying to ride it out with Biden. But I do think that they evaluate this, you know, on an ongoing basis. You know, there are pros and cons to changing, you know, horses in midstream in something like this. So it just seems like lately they've been trying to rally the troops and say, oh, no, you know, he's very old, but he's very wise. You know, this kind of stuff. He's got all this experience and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. All the blunders he's made, even they've got to say, even their own man, even Obama said, Biden can screw anything up. There's nothing that he's done right. He said that when he was his vice president.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm not so sure, you know, Obama really thinks the world of Joe Biden. But I think that they also figured
that's what
they,
I'm saying.
Yeah, but they have themselves an interesting situation because I think that they feel that they can pull the strings, you know, on Biden.
Yeah, well,
they can point him in the right direction.
I think Obama and Obama's minions are really running Biden anyway. I don't think we're dealing with a Biden presidency. But I think we're in reality dealing with a third term of Barack Obama. Is about what it amounts to.
I think a lot of people feel that Biden doesn't seem to be the one sitting behind the desk, coming up with the strategy, you know, making policy, and then really, you know, sort of managing his White House. I don't think people see that. I think they see him coming out. It's like Robert Hur said. They see him as a kindly old man with memory problems or stuff like that. And I think that the powers that be are kind of happy with that image at this point. Because, you know, they don't have somebody saying, I want my way.
He can't even read a teleprompter correctly. How's he going to run the country? How's he going to make any decisions?
Yeah. And how's he going to do the State of the Union? You know, this is also going to be, people are going to be watching. It's not so much about what he says, but they're going to be watching to see if he brain freezes or, you know, he has, and, you know, we don't take any joy in somebody having these kinds of issues, but it's relevant because we are talking about somebody who's the president of the United States.
I tell you what, in that State of the Union, I bet they got a top guy running that teleprompter.
No kidding. No kidding. That's right. They got to follow it along just right. They got to make sure. And this is going to be, you know, this is a make or break moment because, you know, more people will form their opinions. But back, Ammon Bob, I appreciate the call very much. We're heading out to the break. And you take care. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, bye.
All right, take care. Back in the Bob, everybody. Folks, we are heading right out now to the bottom of the hour break. Show is flying by, but that's normal for us here on the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. We're coming right back after this break. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCMteam.com. Enlist in GCMteam.com and save America.
U.S. USA News Update. Meta has issued an apology for an outage that disrupted access to Facebook, Instagram, and associated services like Threads and Facebook Messenger Tuesday morning. Spokesman confirmed a technical glitch was responsible for the disruption, and it has been resolved. Late fees on credit cards are now capped at $8 as part of the Biden administration's broader effort to eliminate unnecessary fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau projects this new regulation will save families over $10 billion annually. A Los Angeles man is suing a luxury Las Vegas resort, alleging he was stung by a scorpion while asleep at the Venetian's Palazzo Tower on December 26th. He claims he was stung three or four times in the testicles, causing excruciating pain. The lawsuit states that months later, he's still grappling with medical problems. Additionally, the man says the resort failed to offer compensation for his hotel room. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The other day, literally just a few days ago, Wendy's hamburgers, so Wendy's restaurants, they said they were going to start entertaining the idea, and I think not even till next year, of surge pricing, meaning that they might alter their prices depending on the time of day or demand and these kinds of things. And then there was this huge backlash. And people said, no, we don't want this, and you're charging too much money, and this kind of thing, where this kind of pricing structure has actually been tried in other places. It seems to have some traction to it, depending. But they came out and they said, we're not going to do this anymore. And we're backing off this plan. No surge pricing. Well, now Wendy's is evidently selling $1 burgers. That's from the New York Post. After a surge in backlash, Wendy's is giving customers a slam dunk deal. They're giving out $1 Dave singles and $2 Dave doubles anytime now through April 10th. Yeah, well, I guess we're giving them a free plug, but the idea is that this was so devastating that now they have to come out and they're trying to win back goodwill by saying, okay, we're going to do it for a dollar. Oh, man. You know, we talked to Chris Markowski about this, by the way, and he thought it was a capital idea to have the surge pricing. And then we told him the next day, guess what happened? And he was like, well, I guess people just didn't understand what Lindy was trying to do. But, folks, we understand what's happening out there. And we're glad that you're with us. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And also you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. And if you want to pick up the program live, you can do so, GCNlive.com. And once again, good morning to everybody at GCN. They distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, everybody. And so we are very, very excited about that, and we appreciate everybody at GCN. So go to GCNlive.com if you'd like to listen to the program live stream, because they have that for you right there, especially if you travel out of your area or you just want to keep up with the program. We also have a link to them over at Kyle Warren Show. .com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. Also, you know, we're talking about Super Tuesday, and talking about hamburgers has, yes, made me hungry. I probably just made you hungry also, so we do apologize for that. But at this point, though, this point of the morning, it's a great time. Just maybe get a snack or something, and, you know, just get a snack wherever you're doing, and we're going to keep moving through the Wednesday edition. This from Market Watch for Super Tuesday. GOP voters say immigration is their number one issue ahead of the economy. The exit polls show that what's important for voters in the Republican primaries in North Carolina and Virginia, as Trump aims, of course, at that time that this was written, that Moore wins over Nikki Haley. And, of course, we know now that Trump dominated every contest with the exception of Vermont. But immigration ranked as the most important issue for voters in key states holding Republican primaries on Super Tuesday, while the economy was number two, according to exit polls. I don't think that diminishes the importance of the economy overall. I think it is, you know, it is still the economy, stupid, quote unquote, you know, from those days, James Carville with the first Clinton campaign. And it was really true. And that was hugely successful. Right. So I don't think, you know, if immigration's over the economy, it doesn't mean the economy is really kind of okay and everything's fine. It's not that much of a concern. It's that the immigration issue has become so terrible. It's become so overwhelming that that it absolutely is eclipsing the economy as an issue. Some 43% of GOP voters in North Carolina and 37% of such voters in Virginia picked immigration as the top issue facing the country. That's compared with 31% in North Carolina favoring the economy, 33% in Virginia selecting the economy, according to exit polls from CBS. So we've got a lot happening out there in terms of what people are really going to be concerned with. And once again, you know, I'll go back to that phrase, because I really do think that in terms of where we're at, what has to happen next, we're in a real similar spot that we were back in 1980. And there was the clear choices of Reagan versus Carter. It's not a one-to-one correspondence overall, because I don't think that Jimmy Carter was of the same ilk as what we're seeing today. You know, he seemed to be a pretty decent guy who just didn't govern well, and I think was not able to really be effective. But I don't think he was trying to undermine things the way that we see happening today. And I just kind of leave it at that. It was a different time, a different era. And so those clear choices that Reagan presented, you know, in many ways work in the same way today, but also were organic to that time period as well. But today, those clear choices are so stark in terms of what are we going to do with now the major catastrophe that is illegal immigration. How are we going to deal with that? How are we going to make sure that the border's secure, that states don't have to be fighting the federal government at every turn, tooth and nail, because of the horrible side effects of having unfettered illegal immigration. You know, what are we going to do about inflation? What are we going to do about energy? What are we going to do? And it's not just about pandemics and supply shortages. I think that's a component of it. It's not an insignificant component of it. But when you have a president or a candidate at that time, like Joe Biden, saying, I will shut down the oil. We're not going to do that. We're going to mandate things. It's going to get harder to be energy, to have enough energy. In other words, it's foregone conclusion. We will not be energy independent if I'm president. You know, this kind of stuff really does wear down the economy. And all this talk, well, all these jobs and so forth, well, a lot of people went back to work after the pandemic. That's not necessarily new. It may just be kind of replacing the old, numbers in the grand sense. But those clear choices are there nonetheless. And the more and more that we illuminate those, whether it's Donald Trump or whether it's Steve Garvey in California, for example, those clear choices are going to be what carries the day. Now, the Democrat Party elite, they are going to do everything they can in order to try to make it, again, a one-issue vote problem like that happened in the midterms, you know, playing on the Roe v. Wade issues and so forth. They will try to make it about democracy is going to be completely destroyed, this kind of dumb stuff that, you know, is only a distraction because they really do not want to, and because they can't, you know, go on their record. They can't go on, look how wonderful things are. Aren't you better off? Look how you're better off than you were 4 years ago. They can't go along with that. In fact, here's Joe Biden. We've been seeing this clip earlier today, so I thought we'd bring it in. Being asked about these polls, and here he goes again. Let's listen to Joe Biden being asked about why are you Democrats rather are concerned about your poll numbers. Let's listen in.
What's your message to Democrats who are concerned about your poll numbers?
My poll numbers, the last five polls, you guys don't report. I'm winning. Five in a row. You guys only look at the New York Times. They're a great paper.
So, for some reason, Joe Biden thinks that, no, he's winning. But we continue to see huge problems in his approval, the direction of the country, things like that. But yet, again, a lot of this is messaging. A lot of this is, trying to project, hey, everything's okay. But people across the highways and byways, they know that things aren't okay. They know that we can't just keep going on autopilot. We know that it's not going to somehow kind of get better on its own. It's different than, well, the economy can be cyclical and blah, 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 blah. No, we actually have to make it happen at this point. That's those clear choices. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. We've got another great song. We're going to take another look at the weather, and we're going to talk to Denise Simon. All that right after this. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
There's a light on in your window. There's a shadow on the street. Two silhouettes.
You know,
it's over.
This Wednesday edition continues to just fly by. It really is. It's unexplainable, I think. But I'm not even going to try because we're having way too much fun. And we're glad that you're there. Glad to be here, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And it is a pleasure to be on the program with you here 6 nights a week, 6 mornings a week, depending on how you look at it. And, of course, we have the weekend show as well. And it always starts at 2 a.m. Eastern time. And we hope that you can join us all through Monday through Friday. And, of course, early Saturday mornings for the weekend show as well. And then you're going to hear it in different parts of the land at different times during the weekend across some different affiliates. And, again, thanks to GCN for that. And, all right, folks, we've got another great song. Then we'll take another quick look at the weather, and it will be time to talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. But maybe this is a great song because, yes, Super Tuesday is now here and gone. Things continue to move forward. But, you know, folks, it is, we'd be pulling the wool over your eyes if we didn't say it was not going to be easy. You know, it's going to be very, very difficult no matter what. We got a great song. One of my favorites, by the way, by Ringo Starr. Great song. It Don't Come Easy. Kind of fits for this morning. Songs of all time, and that, of course, Photograph. Photograph just always gets me. It always does. But It Don't Come Easy is another just great record. It's not a very long song, you know, but it definitely, it just back in those times when Ringo was making those records soon after the Beatles had broken up, I think it really showcased, you know, what a talent he is and what a great musician he is. And so, again, I like that song a whole lot. I hope that you like it, too. It Don't Come Easy, and it's definitely evocative of what's ahead for us. So do take that to heart. Okay, so once again, folks, we'll take a look here at what's happening out there. We did have a lot of rain to tell you about previous hour. Doesn't look like we have a whole lot of changes to that. We still have rain all through South Carolina. We've got rain almost all the way through Tennessee. Just a little bit of the west is free of that right now. Northern Alabama, Birmingham, Huntsville, lots of rain. Atlanta, Macon, Georgia, Savannah, Georgia, up through into Kentucky, Louisville, up through Dayton, Ohio, and on over towards central Pennsylvania and most of northern central Pennsylvania, and then western New York State, and on up the border there up into Ottawa and Montreal this morning. So do be careful. And then also, of course, along the coastline of North Carolina, starting at Virginia Beach down towards Wilmington, we definitely got all kinds of rain heading there on the coastline this morning. Still snow in Salt Lake, Logan, Utah. We still got snow and rain, Idaho Falls, Twin Falls, snow south of Boise, lots of rain up near Redding, California, up near Ukiah as well. And then all along I-80, you got starts and stops of rain and some rain mixed with snow on your way to Winnemucca coming out of Reno, and then between Winnemucca and Elko, and then a little bit more before you head towards the border there with Utah this morning. So do be careful out there. We want you to get there in the one piece. Oh, just rounding this out, we do continue to see snow in North Dakota. This is going to be west of Bismarck this morning, so you definitely want to be aware of that. And that's what we're seeing out there on the radar map this morning. And once again, folks, KyleWarrenShow.com is the website. You can also check us out live on GCNLive.com as well if you'd like to pick up the live streams for the program. And those are ways to find us and ways to hear the program as well. Well, talking about ways to hear other stuff, we've got Denise Simon FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We've been waiting all morning for you, Denise, because we know it's a Super Tuesday or the aftermath thereof, and we're glad you're here. So let's start off. Say good morning, of course. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
And it is, what do you think? Super Tuesday, what do you think?
Well, I mean, hardly any surprise in any of this,
right,
by a long stretch. I'm particularly interested, though. I want to see what the final numbers are, and I guess I'll have to wait here this morning to kind of cultivate them, you know, on the actual number of votes themselves, and then compare Trump's votes, say, in Virginia to Biden's votes in Virginia. I think those are important numbers here. And it appears that the way Vermont structures it, it's an open primary, so anybody can vote for anything. You know, you don't even have to be registered. You can register the same day. So,
yeah, and that's key. That's key to trying to interpret, you know, some of these things that are going on, especially because here comes Nikki Haley, and she's now one in Vermont. About 96% reporting, it looks like 50.2 to 45.9 in favor of Haley.
Well, if she's at 50.2, then she winner takes all in that state. You have to be above 50 in order to get winner takes all. So she'll get all 17 of those delegates.
Yep, exactly. And right now, at last count that I saw, Trump's got something like 820, and Nikki Haley's got like 69.
Yeah, no, he wasn't going to pass that threshold yesterday by a long stretch.
Well, of course, yeah.
I don't think he'll pass the threshold until week after next.
Well, and this is, again, you know, there, you know, she's, I'm sure, very happy about that win. But overall, though, when we're looking at these percentages, pretty overwhelmingly, it's just a landsliding for Trump in terms of what the percentages are in most of these states.
Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct. But I'll tell you that, you know, the only one that decided to come out and speak to anybody was Trump. I mean, Biden said nothing last night, and neither did Haley. And, you know, Super Tuesday is supposed to be a big deal. I would at least thought we would have heard from Haley, but nope, she was hunkered down apparently with her staff and wasn't about to come out and say anything to anybody.
Indeed. Well,
the White House put out a press release, and it was nothing more than just slamming Trump. So.
Right. Well, you know, I tell you what, Denise, we're going to head out to the top of the hour, but when we come back, you know, I want to ask you the question about Nikki Haley. You know, they're saying that she's not going to be running as an independent or going with no labels, but do you think she might still find some way, you know, to do something like that? You know, just a thought. But, you know, otherwise it looks like she would be pretty done under normal circumstances. But stay right there. Folks, we'll ask Denise that question when we come right back after the top of the hour. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there because we are coming back.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.